In January of 2013, the NBA's New Orleans Hornets announced that the franchise would change its name to the Pelicans, Louisiana's state bird, beginning with the 2013-2014 regular season. Scoffing and accusations of lame nicknaming were heard in corners of the nation not well versed in ornithology, but Deadspin's Barry Pacheski is knowledgeable about all things winged and about team nicknames as well. I asked him if Pelicans is a good nickname for an NBA team.
Pelicans is a unique nickname. I was terrified that they'd go with some other fearsome predatory cats, jaguars or panthers, but they went with something with some local flavor that actually stands apart from the usual let's sell merchandise to fourth graders naming schemes.
In your Deadspin column of last December, which we will identify with a somewhat censored title, Blank You, Pelicans Are Awesome, you relate that the pelican only eats meat and may be the world's perfect killing machine and, quote, wants to kill you and everyone you've ever cared about. I hope that last part is hyperbole.
You know, I'm not actually an ornithologist. I probably should have made that clear, but... I have watched some YouTube videos about pelicans, and it seems like killing is the only thing they have on their minds.
Let's do a little role-playing here. I will criticize the pelican nickname, and you be the guy who rebuts me, okay?
Okay, I think I can play that role.
Okay, so here goes. Oh, a pelican. That's intimidating. It splashes around in the water and gulps down fish that are just swimming by.
That's part of the anti-pelicans lobby. That's not what pelicans do. The brown pelican, which is native to the Gulf Coast, they, like any other bird of prey, will swoop down from above and pull live fish directly out of the water and swallow them whole. If you're a fish swimming around, you probably don't want to make fun of pelicans because there might be one above you right at this moment.
In your article, you assert that, quote, pelicans work as a team. They give up their own bodies to protect their home court. There's no way New Orleans will lose a home game. But are these qualities really transmittable through a mere nickname?
You have to think there's something mental behind it. You have to think that team in the locker room, they're going to get their pep talk from their coach, and he's going to tell them, go out there and play like a pelican today. And, you know, the team's not very good right now, and if they lose a game, that's not playing like a pelican.
You can read Barry Pacheski's Deadspin column, Blank You, Pelicans Are Awesome, a defense of the NBA's best new team name, by visiting onlyagame.org. Barry, thanks very much for talking with me.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Music Emporium, for 45 years offering collectible boutique and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. And Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Radio Shack. This is NPR.
The best stories having to do with sports are the ones in which the star football players at the high school invite the nerds to sit at the popular table. They also invite the old teacher everybody makes fun of because every day he wears the same sport jacket. In the best stories having to do with sports, the kid who's fumbled his way through the duties of team manager for several years gets to play in the closing seconds of the final basketball game of the season, and he tosses one in from three-point land. Afterward, everybody remembers that the kid played, and nobody remembers who won the game. In the best stories having to do with sports, a boy and a girl who meet in the stands at a basketball game discover they like the same book. Oh, you're the best. Oh, yeah.